Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting, one show at a time.
Off the Mark has a great announcement to make. Our show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
86 Productions.
Welcome to another episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am your host, Andrew. I'm joined by my co-host, Aaron. Let's start the show by discussing the most recent news. The mainstream press is bashing WWE Studios. Or are they really bashing Triple H?
I think they're bashing WWE Studios. I mean, let's face it. Have you seen any of their movies?
Yeah.
Okay, and how many of those have you seen that you've been like, I would watch that multiple times?
Well, I said that about Red State till I saw it the second time. So, The Chaperone, I actually tried to watch, and it wasn't good. I did watch the one with Randy Orton in it. I can't remember what it's called.
Those movies are really hard to watch.
It was hard to watch. I would not recommend it to someone, because they made a big deal about Randy Orton being in that movie, and then he was only in there a couple times, and he sucked.
This really is not very surprising, but I just really hope that this will have WWE focus more on wrestling as opposed to movies.
Well, speaking of that, they're going to have a WWE channel now.
That you can see The Chaperone.
That you can see The Chaperone. And Chaperone 2. And when they release it straight to the WWE Network, Chaperone 3.
Because you have to complete the trilogy, all right? You have to.
Oh, yeah. What is it? It's going to make Chaperone 3 make look like Chaperone 2.
Now, here's my question for you, Andy. Is this too little too late?
Kind of. Here's my thought of it. If they had UFC on it as well, it's genius. Because you could have UFC nights. You could have UFC like their mid-card stuff on like a Thursday night or something like that. You know, an off-wrestling night. The nice part about this is everyone who can't see Superstars on NXT, they have to watch it online. They're going to be able to watch it live now. And they're probably going to go over old confidentials. They're going to bring, you know, they'll bring back certain shows that you haven't seen in a while. And they have so much footage. It's actually going to be interesting to see what they do. Because they even said that they're going to run pay-per-views. So let's say on a Sunday night, they're going to run like WrestleMania 1 or something like that. I think that's really cool. I really dig it. I'm just wondering if they're going to run in HD. Is it going to be all-time wrestling? Is it going to be... I know at one point they said they want to bring sitcoms on there. Do you really want to do that or make it just straight wrestling? Because there's so many things they could do. They could actually turn it into almost like a soap opera thing where like check back every... like we'll say Mondays at 10 o'clock or weekdays during 10 o'clock, they can run like AWA shows or something like that. There's so many things they can do.
Well, and I agree with you on that. What I would do personally if I was running it, I would have it be like from 6 until 8 is Monday Night Nitro, and then from 8 until 10 is Raw. And basically you run it 5 nights a week, and you run it starting from like 1994 or something like that, and then just like keep going. And then that way, like if you want to, you could actually watch, you know, you could watch Raw. You know, and you could like understand what's going on. You can understand the storyline and everything like that. And then you could run the pay-per-view like on Fridays, or you could run the pay-per-view, you know, that Saturday or Sunday for that show. I think that would be really interesting to do. I think that they could have something really great here for wrestling fans, but I'm really scared about them having sitcoms on there. And I'm really scared about them having original programming that is not wrestling based.
And that's where if they do that, a lot of it, it will fail because in those shows, they'll have to have wrestlers in there because most people are going to want to watch a wrestling network, not a, you know, another comedy network.
Or, you know, yeah.
They don't want to see that. But the thing also that they could do with this channel, at 3 o'clock, they start doing the preview for, you know, for the 7 o'clock show. 4 hours prior, they run a Sunday Night Heat, basically. where they're outside talking to fans live, talking about matches and stuff, cutting to a commercial, then coming back and talking about more matches, going to people who are waiting outside to get in. And then they can actually, instead of not showing the dark match, they can show a dark match or two, be it prior to the pay-per-view on the TV, on their channel. It would be great. The problem is they won't do that. They will not do it. I just know it. And that's going to be horrible. And that's what this channel should be for. And the thing is, by UFC not being on there, they are missing out on money they can make on Saturday nights when the UFC has their pay-per-view.
But. Yeah, no, I agree.
Anyways.
Now, Andy, I had the big story of the week, of course. Kurt Angle was arrested again for DUI.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have quite a bit of knowledge on this. You really studied this story. So why don't you tell everyone a little bit more about it?
Well, basically, Kurt Angle was pulled over on Sunday night, and he said he wasn't drunk. He said he was texting and driving. That's what he did. That's what he supposedly said happened. He then stated that he blew a .06, which is well under the legal limit, and that's kind of one of those gray areas. Like, okay, you shouldn't do anything for him, or you shouldn't like give him a ticket or anything like that for consumption or whatever, or driving while intoxicated. But the thing is, that's what he said happened, and he made a big deal to TMZ about it, and then all of a sudden the truth started to come out. It came out on, I think it was like Wednesday it came out. The truth is, he did blow a .06 almost 2 hours after he was arrested, or that he got pulled over. Of course you're going to go down. He actually blew, I think it was a .096 or a .92. So he was a little over the legal limit. And even though those have like a .01 error correction, he's still over the legal limit no matter how you look at it, no matter what. So that did happen, but he was also texting while he was doing it. They're saying that he was trying to do all the stuff, and then once the truth came out, he has not said anything since. So the fact that this is the second offense, because back in March, same thing happened. Now it's twice. What's going to happen now?
Well, you know, the big thing here is, like you mentioned, this happened back in March, okay? That's kind of a big deal, don't you think? I mean, this happened not too long ago, the same year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There are people who get DUIs, and they learn their lesson. They're like, you know what? I made a huge mistake, you know, and I am not going to do that again. Or I'm going to wait, you know? Like, I'm going to wait, not 4 months, you know, not 5 months. I'm going to wait maybe a few years before I try to do that again. And unfortunately, I don't know if he thinks he's above the law or what it is, but Kurt Angle is such a huge talent, and he is hurting himself. And I really think that TNA should take some action against this. I really think, as bad as it is, as bad as it would be for business, I think that you need to relieve him of his duties for a while. Like, you need to suspend him. Suspend him for 2 months, you know? And it sucks because they have plans for him. And so it's really unfortunate.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. I hope he, you know, finds help. And it's just really sad that he tried to basically say, oh, this is what really happened. And then he knew the truth was going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't he just say, okay, you know, yeah, I did blow this. He didn't tell you the whole story. So TMZ was on it, and they're trying to get the police involved with it. So then finally the police were like, listen, this would happen. Period. Mm-hmm. So anyways, yep. So let's move on to Raw. Kevin Nash, it opens up and Kevin Nash gets fired.
Yeah.
And it turns out on Wednesday he really did get fired.
Well.
Supposedly.
No.
But I thought it was funny he left. He left with John Laurinaitis.
There's no way that he got fired.
No, it's a storyline.
It's got to be a storyline.
But the thing is also his tweet stated that it was about money why he got fired. I don't believe it because he's already signed a Legends contract.
Yeah. No, he's still there.
Yeah, he's still there. But I thought it was funny that CM Punk said it. And if you watch Rewatch Raw, he says, I wish you on your future endeavors, is what he said to him. Which I thought was really funny. Then he, of course, gets out of the ring. And I'm actually, you know, when CM Punk starts the show now and he sits cross-legged, as I found out that's a proper term for it. When he comes in and sits cross-legged, you know he's going to say something awesome. And I've been happy with Raw. He came out and did his thing, and that was it. I was happy.
I think also the little vignettes that they're showing are really great. I mean, they are doing an amazing job of making the story seem that much better. I mean, you're watching it, yeah, it's cool and everything, but their quick synopsis of it, oh my god, like they have gold in their hands right now. They really do.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
The other thing that happened later on, though, Andy, is that Punk and Triple H, like Triple H comes out after Punk has a match with R-Truth, and Triple H announces that their match is now going to be no disqualification.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of it, Punk added a stipulation which said that if Triple H loses, if Punk wins, then Triple H has to resign as COO.
Mm-hmm.
So we know what's going to happen, right?
Triple H is going to win.
Exactly. Well, the problem here is that Punk has nothing to lose.
Correct.
Absolutely nothing. So, I mean, you understand the how asinine this story is, right?
Mm-hmm.
This little storyline they have going.
Yeah, so that's why nothing's going to happen. I mean, CM Punk's going to win. He's going to lose. And the reason why he's going to lose is because Triple H has an ego on him, and Triple H wants to say, I beat the best in the world then. And then he's going to do that. Then, of course, CM Punk is going to be like, whatever. You know, it's just one of those things.
Now, is Nash going to interfere?
Nash? I wouldn't be surprised if Hall comes back.
You know, he'll no-show. They're going to be like, yeah, where's the ad?
Yeah.
He's supposed to run up to the ring a little bit ago.
Yeah, Hall no-shows it. So Xbox has to come back and make a save.
Mm.
You know, as he put it, you know, they're the click. They're the channel changers. Click, 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 click.
Now, so. Andy, your boy, Zack Ryder.
Jerry Lawler, yes. Oh, Zack Ryder, that's right.
He got some love. He got some love.
I thought that was his new opening sequence when it came up because he's changing the radio. I was like, that's from, you know, Long Island Ice story. And I was like, why? You know, I was thinking the entire time. I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. And then it kept going. And I was like, wow, they're really giving him some love. And then, like, what, almost 2 minutes go by? I'm like, wow, they're really giving him some love. Because this is the most he's been on TV, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
Comes in, has a good match, of course. And then gets Jerry to tag him in. And Jerry's like, what? All right, fine. I'll let you tag in. Gets Otunga, the Rough Rider, and that was it.
And it actually looked pretty good, I would say, too. Like, I was kind of surprised how good it looked.
Well, also, David Otunga actually took it the way you're supposed to. Some people don't know how to take that move. It's really simple. The guy jumps up with his leg, and then you hook onto the legs, and you fall back. It's a
leg lariat.
A simple move, and David Otunga took it exactly how you're supposed to. It seemed like some guys are like, I don't understand how to do this move. Well, watch what David Otunga does, and that's how you're supposed to do it.
I gotta tell you, I'll give David Otunga some credit. I mean, I am very surprised.
He was not good in the ring. And it seems that he keeps improving all the time. And that's a shock to me because I don't like him. I thought he was great on the mic. But he couldn't wrestle. And it seems like he's knowing how to... It's like something happened. And I don't know if it's because of McGillicuddy or if it's upper management or if he just decided, hey, I should probably learn how to wrestle. I don't know, but he's doing a good job. I'll give him credit. I will give credit when credit's due. Now, the one thing that I could care less about right now is the Cena Alberto Del Rio stuff. Don't care about it.
So you don't think there's any heat on the two of them?
There is, but there's not that much. People are still thinking about CM Punk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's your top storyline. And also, speaking of Raw, why the heck did Heath Slater get to wrestle Randy Orton?
Why is Heath Slater still there?
Because he just got new music and they got to use it for a little bit. But I couldn't figure out why that happened. And then you have the Cena stuff. I would almost put that match last. I would have almost done that. Because the Alberto Del Rio, I think some people don't care about it. I think some people are like, okay, he won the world title. But he needs to do something. Something more than what he has been in order to get more heat. Because I don't think there's much heat there.
Well, the other thing, too, is, I mean, let's face it, he has to retain at Night of Champions to be somewhat legitimate.
Correct. He will retain. In fact, he'll probably keep the title. You know, I would almost say WrestleMania, but I'm thinking more like TLC, the December pay-per-view. I bet he keeps it till then.
Yeah, maybe.
Because he's going to have to. Otherwise, you know, because I think if they did that, it also brought bring another Sin Cara in. Or the original Sin Cara comes back, of course, and they do that little mini feud. I think you might be able to get another Mexican wrestler, like a big one, to come over. You never know.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to SmackDown, Andy. So Sheamus, it's looking like he's going to feud with either Wade Barrett or Christian. So first of all, which one would you rather see him feud with?
Christian.
And will it be a good feud?
With Christian, yes, because for some reason, I don't know what it is with Sheamus, but he's been putting the effort in and he keeps improving his matches. And that's the one thing that you can, that if you ask a wrestler to do, it's like David Otunga. Like I just said, he has improved his matches. Sheamus keeps improving the way he works in the ring. His body stays the same. He's the Great White, as they've been calling him now, which I find hilarious. And he can wrestle either guy. But I still think, I think almost Wade Barrett needs to get like another click for him. And I think that'd be pretty cool. Christian should put him over, but Christian could actually beat him and it won't hurt Sheamus. That's the other thing. See, if Sheamus and Wade Barrett feud and Sheamus goes over, I think it hurts Wade Barrett. But I think Christian can actually lose this one and still be okay.
I think that Christian has been losing too much, but I actually think that Wade Barrett would not be bad. I actually said a few episodes ago, I thought that Wade Barrett versus Sheamus would be a great feud. And, you know, we said that Sheamus versus Henry was going to be a 2-month thing, which they should have done. That it should have ended at Night of Champions. It's unfortunate they ended it a little too early. But I really feel that Christian, I think that he needs to quit, in my opinion, and go back to TNA. But that's just my opinion. Just my opinion.
I don't think will, though. I think he'll stay with the WWE for now.
I don't think he will. So, but Andy, your boy,
Shane the Hurricane?
Your other boy, Daniel Bryan.
Oh, Daniel Bryan. Okay.
Him and Sin Cara, they're feuding now, apparently. Because apparently Daniel Bryan's feud with Wade Barrett is now over. So what do you think about Daniel Bryan versus Sin Cara, and who's going to be the winner?
Here's what I think will happen. I think at Night of Champions, they're going to wrestle. And I think Sin Cara, the real one, is going to come out, and people are going to be like, what? There's two Sin Caras? I never saw this coming. Did they have two IC belts at one point and two WWE heavyweight belts? Oh, I'm sorry, WWE champion belts? Oh my gosh.
Possibly, yeah.
They all have no idea. And the thing is, with these two guys, they do look very, very similar. Not completely. One's a little bit heavier than the other one. But it'll be interesting. It'll be very interesting to see how this plays out. But I think the other Sin Cara is going to come back and beat up that Sin Cara. And the thing is, you're not going to know who's the real Sin Cara the entire match, which will be really interesting.
Now, will Daniel Bryan, though, if he has a match with the fake Sin Cara, are they going to put Daniel Bryan over, basically?
I think he'll get put over on this one. Because I think what they're doing is they're trying to have him, I think they're setting up him long term. I mean, at least what they're doing, I think they're doing this. I think they're going long term with him because they're setting up to lost a match to Wade Barrett, clean, of course, and he lost someone else recently clean. Off the top of my head, I can't remember. Christian, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he lost clean to those guys. Then when he wins the title at WrestleMania, though, then he has a couple feuds right away. There's two feuds so far that he can go after. So they could be setting that up, but of course, that's thinking smart, and Stephanie's controlling everything right now, and of course, she's like, everything needs to be on my husband right now, including the movie that's going to fail.
So, Andy, I got to ask you, too, about Mark Henry, your other boy, all right?
The Predator, yes, I like Mark Henry.
Mark Henry. So he actually, he is getting a monster push this time. He's gotten pushes in the past.
Correct.
But now he has a monster push. He is going to be the third main event at Night of Champions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, possibly even second, but third. Let's just be honest. It'll be the third main event.
And he's going to go over.
You think so? Really?
Yep. He will beat Randy Orton.
Really? Now, is this
he will
good
cheat,
for the...
But he will win.
Is it good for the WWE to have never given up on him?
That's the thing. Why else would you do this? The reason why he is going to win is because they're planning on something for him. He could, if they were doing this properly, Randy Orton drops the title. I know he just got it. He drops the title to Mark Henry. Mark Henry has it until WrestleMania. Then at WrestleMania, Daniel Bryan comes in. This will make Daniel Bryan. But the thing is, if Daniel Bryan beats him, though, and he's like the savior or whatever, people are going to be like,
dude, that's such bad taste in my mouth, dude. No way, dude. First of all, okay, Mark Henry winning it, not bad. All right, I agree. I think Mark Henry needs to win it, but he won't hold it that long. Have him hold it for 2 months. No, you know what you do? Do you want to know what you do? Here's the storyline right here. Mark Henry holds the title for 2 months, beats Randy Orton for, you know, the following pay-per-view, and then Big Show comes back, and then people cheer because Big Show's going to get revenge. Have Big Show win the title, and then you have to have somebody beat the Big Show.
Mark Henry interferes.
I'm thinking you have to have somebody else beat Big Show, so that way you can have a Daniel Bryan versus somebody else feud. The problem is, though, who would Daniel Bryan face? You know, I mean, we've said Christian. Yeah, that'd be a good one. But that's kind of it. You know, I mean, yeah. I don't know anyone else that he could face at WrestleMania. But that's a little too far out, Andy. And before we start talking about, you know, too far out, let's talk about Hostgator.
Yes, they are actually, we have everything at Hostgator, as I've said before. And the one thing I will say about them is that they're super fast. If you have been on GoDaddy, like as long as I have, and as our cousin has, we did not like GoDaddy at all. The best part is that they have unlimited disk space and bandwidth and one-click script installs. They have a site builder also if you're not familiar with the way HTML or PHP will work. But if you stop by today, you should try the free demo out to see how easy it is and use the coupon code OFFTHEMARK and you'll save 25% off your hosting packages. I'm telling you right now, this is a move you will not regret. Unlike the Vertebreaker, which is a move that you will regret once you take it. So check out HostGator.com and take a bite of your web hosting costs. Impact Wrestling, D-Von and the Pope are now your new number one contenders for the tag titles.
Another thrown together team, Andy?
You know why they put them together? Because they had nothing to do with these guys. That's the only reason why. They're like, yeah. You know, we don't want to do with D-Von or the Pope. You know, we should make them tag contenders just because. Because we got nothing else to do with them. That's going on here.
Basically, I think that TNA is actually kind of destroying their own tag division, and I'm pissed. But you know what? You know, the other thing that kind of is I want to know your thoughts on this. We have shied away from this. But Andy, Eric Young finally defends his TV title on TV, as opposed to what he has been doing for the past like month or two, which is he's been going around and doing this spot basically where he's going after TV execs and TV stars with his TV title. What do you think about it?
I think it's hilarious. I think the fact that he's going after TV stars, that's funny to me because it's like he doesn't understand what the TV title means. That's what I find hilarious. And yes, it's great that he's defending it again. And I always like Eric Young. I think he's done something. He reminds me a lot of Zack Ryder. Keeps pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and finally does something. You know, and Eric Young, it took a lot longer than Zack Ryder, but I'm very happy for him. And, you know,
I like Eric Young. I like him a lot.
And I think he's pretty solid in the ring, too.
I actually kind of think that this was a little, I don't know. I don't like it. I really don't. Like, it was funny. Do it for like 2 weeks, but the TV title is supposed to be your second title. It is your second title. And you're kind of destroying it, you know, to do that. So that I don't like. Now, Andy, the other thing that I don't like, and I'm sure you probably don't either, but Kurt Angle lost to Mr. Anderson by DQ after Immortal came out and attacked him. What? Why? Just can you explain this stuff to me?
Didn't this happen in WCW?
Oh, it did.
Like except multiple times?
It was with Goldberg, if I'm correct.
Yeah, I'm bored. Click, click, click. That's what I'm doing. Click, click, click.
You don't need these factions. You know, you don't because this is literally a faction.
That's the thing, though, but there's too many. There's too many in Impact. You need one, maybe two small groups. That's why the Nexus worked pretty well, because they were small. And then the only thing that stunk, that kind of really stunk about it, is the fact that they were all, well, nobodies. And they're taking basically people that could probably do good on their own, or as tag people, but what are they doing? They're putting them in Immortal.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? I'm sick of this. Let's get over it. So the other thing that actually happened on Impact Wrestling, Jeff Hardy comes out and he apologizes for his actions. That's kind of big. I was hoping Matt would, but apparently he's not going to.
What do you think about not only the first of all, they had this segment on national TV. What do you think about that? And what do you think about his apology?
You know, I'm glad he said something. I mean, he came out as a person and said something opposed to the character Jeff Hardy. He actually came out and said the person. I'm happy. I'm glad it's off his chest. He has a bunch of demons. I'm glad to see him back. I just wish the same thing would happen with Matt. Great for Jeff. I'm like, Matt, come on, man. You can mess with the internet people for so long, but grow up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it boils down to.
Yeah. Now, Andy, for our weekly topic this week, I wanted to talk about world champions, the world titles, the company championship and the world championship that everybody has. And I wanted to ask the question, are they for everyone?
There's some people that never need a title because they're just over. See, John Cena is one of those guys that I have to state that needs a title because he's your face. He's the face of the company. That's why he needs it. I'm not saying that in order for him to be over, but when a guy who's over comes out wearing the title and shows up wearing the title and he does all this public stuff for free, it's kind of a big deal. And almost having that belt on him or a belt makes it even bigger. You could say the WWE champion, the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, is going to be at Make-A-Wish or be at some army base. And honestly, what that does to the people there, even though they're there for probably 10, 15 minutes, to the people there, it means everything. It's like they won the lottery. And for him doing that, you know, I commend him on it. And having that title on him makes it better. So that's what I think.
So, but here's something that I want to throw out to you. In the 1980s, and yeah, you don't have Raw, you know, you don't have a Nitro, you don't have televised shows. So it's not that big of a deal to see one person hold the title for a very long time. You had the Iron Sheik hold the title for a few days, for basically a month, and then Hogan won it from him in 1984, January of 84. Hogan lost the title in February of 1988, all right? He held that title for that long. He was the face of the WWF at the time. And then, you know, you have Randy Savage as his champion. You have Ultimate Warrior, Sergeant Slaughter. You know, you have these people who embody that. You know who didn't hold the title, Andy, that you still remember to this day? Roddy Piper was not a WWE champion. He wasn't even a WCW champion, I don't believe.
Nope, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. But these titles, though, were only held by a few people, all right? Only a few people. And you had to work your butt off in order to make your way up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the early 90s even, it didn't change around that much. You know, it changed around a little bit, but not nearly as much as it does today. It wasn't until the late 90s, and 99 in particular, when you see the title change hands, I think this is, what, 12 times? You know, in 99 for the WWF? That is crazy. And nowadays, you have people – I'm sorry, I'm going on a bit of a rant here. But nowadays you have Jack Swagger is a former World Heavyweight Champion. The Miz is a former WWE Champion. He headlined WrestleMania this past year, all right?
Mm-hmm.
People like that are now referred to as former World Champions. Why not give it to Evan Bourne? Why doesn't he hold a championship,
though? He doesn't need one. He deserves one. That's the thing. There's people who don't need it and some people who deserve it. He's one of those guys that deserves it. He doesn't need it, and they gave him the tag title. That kind of ticks me off. They gave him a tag title with Kofi. So Air Boom is what their name is, which I think is awesome still.
We joked about last week we were going to call them Air Jamaica.
Yeah.
So we were close. We were close.
Very close. And I'm happy for the fact those guys have belts. But Kofi is one of those guys that he doesn't need the belt, but he's like Cena. He kind of looks, since he does so much, it's kind of like you want to put a belt on him. It doesn't matter which one. Just like, it could be the Women's Championship. The Divas Championship, and it would just be fine. Because you could say you could say the Divas Champion, Kofi Kingston. And of course, everyone's going to be like, what? But still, it just for this fact that some of these people actually do a lot of public service, it's nice to get that recognition, such champion. And I know that, well, that means it's not, you know, but you're talking about the world championship, and I know that's what you're talking about.
That's a little bit different. Well, it's not just that.
That's though, more different, Andy. Though, because you can have, like, Swagger, they put a lot of faith in him. They thought he was going to do good. That's a failure. He has not been in the picture since. I understand. The Miz, though, I think was successful, and he should still be in the main event. He's not.
I disagree there because, I mean, they had him facing Jerry Lawler for a pay-per-view, you know, so that, but here's the big thing though, Andy. I mean, the main thing is when you look at it, especially the World Heavyweight Champion, Dolph Ziggler is a former World Heavyweight Champion. All right.
Oh, geez.
Dolph,
I forgot with that.
Freaking Ziggler, the Great Khali. All right. Is a former World Heavyweight Champion. Obviously, Jack Swagger is another one that you look at and you're like, why? You know, why did they do that? You know, it makes no sense. So my question to you is, let's just hypothetically throw this out. Every year, how many different people – I shouldn't say different. How many new people should hold the title
one,
in a given year? Only,
maybe,
they should only add one new.
Only maybe one. It just depends on the situation. What in like new people? You can have a couple. You can the title should only change four times a year, and that's it. And three should be at a pay per view, and one should be like a surprise, like on a Raw or even a SmackDown. That's how many times it should change, and that's it. And you can have it. And the other thing, also, I wish they would do. And I know some people like, oh, the world. I know you wouldn't like this. I would love to see like the champion win the title on one pay per view and then lose it the next, and then somehow either. Then have him win, and he can win the back if he really wanted to on that third pay-per-view. Because and just as long as the matches are good. If the matches are crap, that's a different story. Then it shouldn't do that. But some people could do that, and then it's almost like a big fight for it. Because it seems like when a champion wins, then he wins all the rest of the matches. And that really makes me mad. Like The Miz. I mean, that's a perfect example. He just kept winning matches afterwards. And they're a crap match. Jerry Lawler, come on. You know, good for Jerry Lawler. He got a shot, but come on.
And don't get me wrong, obviously with Del Rio winning, I mean, it really begs the question. You have three pay-per-views coming up in 5 weeks. And so Del Rio is going to have to retain the title.
Three times.
At least two of those times. Or he's going to have to retain the title at least once. No, that's guaranteed. And then if Cena wins, he's got to retain then the following pay-per-view. Because you can't have the title – if you have the WWE title change hands three times in 5 weeks, people are going to look at that and wonder what's going on.
Okay, yeah. If you're to do it with that short of time, yes, I understand.
But okay, so the WWE championship though, how many people – you said one new person, you know, which means that like Cena can win it five times that year, but Alberto Del Rio is the new guy to have it, you
right.
know, right?
That's how I think.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think it should be. It's meant to push guys, elevate guys to a new level. And I think that some people are focusing on other things as opposed to the business.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think is going on. So anyways, so you have anything else you want to comment on that?
No, I think that's.
I think we covered just about everything we could.
I think the big thing here, really, to take away from it is that these titles, not everybody should be a former WWE World
correct.
Heavyweight Champion.
That is
not
correct.
Everyone should be. There are people who will go their whole career without holding that title that you'll still remember. You will always remember Piper. You will always remember him, but he never held the title.
Marty Jannetty.
Not everyone's going to remember him. Or Mr. Perfect, even. You know,
yeah,
like
Mr.
who
Perfect.
Was an amazing technician in the ring, you know, but the thing is, he didn't hold the WWE title.
That's
and
correct.
In today's day and age, he would have.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthorMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting it and editing the podcast. And I want to thank our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.